We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit of Sonship. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery leading again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. I have just read from the New English Translation. Daniel worked for a wealthy businessman whom everyone called Father of the Community. Daniel respected him deeply. He had even seen people approach this man for help, but Daniel never felt he could just walk up to him. One day Daniel visited the man's home and noticed something interesting. The man's little son ran into his office without knocking, climbed on his lap, and said, Dad, I'm hungry. The wealthy man stopped everything he was doing and attended to his son immediately. Daniel realized that while many people called the man father, only that little boy could truly call him dad and enjoy the privileges of that relationship. There is a sense in which God is father of all creation, and he truly is. But there is a more intimate sense in which he becomes dad to his children through Christ. This happens when we receive the spirit of adoption. Jesus referred to God as Abba, a deeply personal term that only biological children in Hebrew culture would use for their fathers. It's like a baby's first words, Dada. The same closeness Jesus had with the Father is what he came to share with us. God does not want a distant, formal relationship with you. He wants to be your dad, personal, loving, and near. This truth changes everything. If God is your dad, then you share his nature. If God is your dad, then your relationship with him should be personal and growing, not casual and distant. His goal is to conform you into the image of his son, so that just as Christ is his son, you too will walk as his son, Christ being the firstborn among many brethren, Romans 8:29. Go into today remembering that you are not just a servant or a follower. You are a beloved child of God. Live every day conscious of this privilege. Prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the privilege to be your child. Help me walk worthy of this calling and to please you in all respects. Amen. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.